T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Trollo and Dibs. Turn the game on, pump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Trollo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Taco Tuesday, Trollo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. Blah, blah, blah. Gotta say nice things, otherwise people get riled up. Gotta say nice things. Great to see everyone today. You all look beautiful and muscular and charming. So it's just great to see everyone today.
It's good to be here. I'm doing great. Doing great. Good to see you as well. Lowe's in here getting all buttoned up, fresh off a workout. So it's always good to see you in a nice frame of mind, Lorenzo. Good morning.
What'd you do today? You hit the glutes?
Yeah, a little glutes, little abs.
Pop the glutes,
you know,
a little bit.
Little triceps. I really worked on those tries today. I want to get that horseshoe back.
My God.
So really was focusing on the tries a little bit today, a little pulls, and, you know, got a mile and a half in. So really feel good. Energized. I feel energy. I feel
mile
great.
Mile and a half. Don't push yourself.
No, I wasn't. No, but it's...
Yeah, it's sarcastic. A mile and a half's nothing, Coach.
It's not.
Get out there and put a 3K. No, put a 5K.
That's a little much. I don't need that much, Joseph. Already burnt, guys, about 939 calories and 30 minutes. I go hard for 30 minutes. So I feel pretty good, actually. Feel pretty good.
Great. Great. Yeah.
30 minutes.
Man.
Joe, leave me alone, man. God, it's like
this guy's coming in with 4-minute abs next. You guys know 8-minute abs? You know what? We got to start with jokes because we as a city embarrassed ourselves recently. We really embarrassed
Please
ourselves.
Explain.
Lead story, at least for this segment today, Alex Rodriguez, who was in San Francisco calling ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball broadcast of the Giants-Phillies showdown. ESPN rented a car for the group of them. So it wasn't just A-Rod. It was an SUV. It was parked on Brannan Street, about 4 or 5 minutes of a walk down to Oracle. And sometime between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., so obviously A-Rod's there after the game handling some duties, the car was broken into. A-Rod had reportedly $500,000 worth of personal belongings that were stolen. Jewelry, electronics, a camera, camera equipment, a laptop are part of the list, but $500,000 stolen from the ESPN rental SUV that A-Rod was, I don't know if he was driving, but parked on Brannan, robbed during the game.
Inside job, Dibs.
Wow.
Inside job.
Or
I'm calling it.
Inside job?
Yeah. The guy who was driving them, because you know those guys aren't driving. So ESPN rents them a car, and the individual is driving, sees A-Rod's Rolodex, sees a nice little watch. He's like, I'm not going to wear this. Probably has a ring. Puts in a little safe spot. Okay, cool. Feels a little cash. Probably, you know, flashed a couple Benjamins. You know, probably carrying about probably 20 or 30 grand. But the most of the things
guys
is jewelry.
Like that you think are just walking around with 20, 30 grand?
Just a casual 20, nothing crazy.
What would you need that for, just out of curiosity, considering now everything is done with Apple Pay and cards,
Venmo,
and all this other
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
Like, why would you just need 20K in cash? Is it mostly like an ego thing? Like,
yeah,
I got my 20K in cash because,
you know,
I can do that, you can't.
Sometimes it's good to have it, to feel good about cash. Sometimes you don't want to use your card. I've never carried that type of money, but, you know.
Not a surprise.
You know, 5 to 10 at times.
Yeah.
That you just, I carry, you know. That, you know,
I always
grand.
Have 5 with me at all time.
But you,
if I don't have 5 grand, I won't leave the house.
I always demand that everyone in the household, which is just me and the wife, obviously,
right.
always have some cash on you in case of an emergency.
Exactly.
But for me, it's usually like $9. It's like $5 and some crumpled up ones.
No, you're a little deeper than that, but you get it.
No, so I'm not. I mean, there's a 5, 10,
oh, yeah.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Look at you with the big 5 on the outside.
I got $19. I have $19 right now.
You put the big fin on the outside, though. I like it.
Yeah, come at me, A-Rod.
The big fin and 14 singles. I don't know if it's so much an inside job as it maybe is a case of somebody who doesn't live in the city leaving their bag in the back seat. And I don't know if you have 500 grand or if you have a bag that has nothing in it. You are a guy who's been broken into a couple times. I've been broken into. I know that some of our other colleagues here have been broken into as well. sadly, it's just par for the course in the big city.
It is. And I, like the parking lot over there, Joe, that had my car the week before.
The old building.
The old building. I collected some rents. So some of the renters pay in cash. I like $4,000 or $5,000 in the car. So it happened. You know what I'm saying? You think, okay, I'm going to go to the bank.
You were robbed of $4,000 or $5,000 some rent money that was in the truck at the – because at the old building, we used to have two parking garages.
Right.
Half of us had the federal parking garage, highly secure.
I know.
You and I were not in that one.
Yeah, I moved over after it. After I got hit, I said, I got to get out of here. So I went over to the federal. But, yeah, they got me. They hit me, you know, and then I used a little screwdriver or something and popped in my little tool shed open, too, and took a bunch of my tools out of there. So they got me. They got me. So I've been there. I know what you're feeling, A-Rod, but not that kind of smack. A-Rod's got a deeper
pocket. Not 500 large.
They got him.
No. Yeah.
From the 408 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, which is 95795, if you'd like to weigh in, who cares? A-Rod can afford to lose. It's $500,000. That's just wrong. That's not the society we want to live in.
No, it's not.
That's not who we're trying to be. That's not how we're trying to represent ourselves by going for a smash and grab on a guy who's got $500,000.
Although you do have to highlight the point, and I've got two. One, Thieves got to pay Bay Area rent too, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Thieves got to pay Bay Area rent. We're all paying it. No, not too early. It's not a joke. Rents are high. People are out there robbing.
Half the time, they ain't paying rent. They just taking your stack. They ain't even paying rent. Right, Dibbers?
And sometimes they're from out of town. You know, you come into the big city knowing that you can go for the scoop and score, the
smash
and grab.
Come up from the now?
Yeah, well, most times it is from the Central Valley.
I mean, was that really, though? It's six minutes
And do you know most times?
6 minutes in.
Yeah, it's 82%,
If you said sometimes it'd be fine, you're like, in just about all cases.
Coach, did you know that 74% of all stats are made up on the spot? Coach, what that is improv. He leads it somewhere, and I don't want to shut the bit down, so we propel it. It had to be from the 2-0 kneesy. It had to be from the no or the move.
What are we going to talk about today, Joe?
A lot of stuff.
Okay.
A lot of stuff.
I'm done with
I want to know. Well, no, we're not done with it yet. I've still got a few more jokes that I prepared that I'd like. Okay, joke number one. How is the cover of the New York Daily News today not A-robbed?
That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, it just seems so obvious, but did anyone use that yet? I wrote that down. I'm like, that's got to be used. It's got to be on the New York Daily News. I haven't seen anywhere. A-robbed.
Right.
Former Yankee third baseman. Carjacked.
Those cameras.
Burgled. $500,000.
They got those cameras now, so I think they'll find them.
J-Lo's lead suspect.
J-Lo's ring was in there. He probably took it.
That's worth way more than $500,000.
Yeah, you know
she
what?
Cut him if he came home with a piece of jewelry for her that was only worth $500,000.
You're right. How dare him? How dare me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got those cameras.
You're thinking like Stedman again. Think like Oprah, not like Stedman.
Thank you. But they got those cameras now in the city that, you can see what's going on and you can go in and just see everything. It's, you know, the eye in the sky.
Well, the word on the street is that this has become a top priority now amongst San Francisco Police Department.
Right.
That, you know, it's A-Rod. It's a high profile individual. It's high profile crime. So now this has been elevated in stature, as you like to say.
I like that, Joe.
In regards to trying to find the perpetrators of this robbery.
They'll find
this A-robbery.
They need
A-robbed.
That should have been the headline, by the way.
How is it not? When I came up with it, I'm like, this is so obvious. Someone's got to play to it. And yet, I see it nowhere.
Yeah, and if someone feels sorry for me this past weekend, guys, if you do feel sorry for me, a 3-ton air conditioner got stole off one of my houses I bought. So I just, if someone wants to buy, how could that happen?
A few steps?
Yes.
Question number one, a 3-ton air conditioner, it weighed 3 tons. How much does an elephant weigh? Isn't an elephant like 2 tons?
Yeah, thereabouts. That would be a 6,000-pound refrigerator.
No. It wasn't that big. It
wasn't quite 3 tons.
I'm not feeling that much sympathy for you.
The air conditioner's done. Look at air conditioners. Just because it's a 2-ton air conditioner doesn't mean it weighs 2 tons. It's just an AC unit that's on top of the house. So I imagine, how did these people get on top of this house? No one sees them. Takes my AC. You know, the 1 ton, 2 tons of ACs, even though I say tons, it's not that, but don't weigh that much.
Elephants at the small end, an African elephant can range from a little over 2 tons. So basically, you had an elephant air conditioner that was stolen from you. The size of an elephant, this air conditioner. Were you cooling down the whole Central Valley?
Man. And coach, if
I'm a 3-ton air conditioner, that's 6,000 pounds.
No, that's not true.
Well, the air conditioner is not true.
If it's 3 tons, it would be 6,000 pounds.
Yeah, the math is true.
Yeah.
Your statement is the false one, not the math.
I don't think air conditioners are used the weight like that. I think they're different.
Agreed. But you're the one that came in and said you had a 3-ton air conditioner.
I did.
So what was it, just one of those window units?
No.
It's one of the ones on top, one of the bigger ones on top that cools a whole,
a whole unit.
Wasn't it like one of those new Dyson fans where it's like hollowed out and it looks like a black hole you could jump through?
No, the Dyson Airblade. Yes. No, I'm coach. I'm with you. I'm totally with
you. He's trying to support you. He's just adding context to what I'm saying.
Yes, and while I'm supporting you, I'm afraid I must tear down Joseph because we go to the NewYorkDailyNews.com headline, A-Robbed.
Oh, they had it?
Yes, in the online version.
I couldn't find it. I researched it this morning, but I couldn't. I put like 90 seconds into trying to find it. I couldn't find it. I moved on. So they did use it.
Online, yes. It's not in the classic like back page headline. I don't have the hard copy, obviously, but A-Robbed, about $500K in property stolen from Alex Rodriguez's rental car in San Francisco.
That makes me feel a lot better.
And how much cooling can be poured out per hour? That's what. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, San Jose. Appreciate that. I was right. That's what the ton means in air conditioning.
San Jose, also known as Fresno's hat.
Wait, that wasn't a text.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was just a comment of the day. Commentary of the day. We're hot.
Call in, San Jose. Call in.
A-Rod is just the tip.
Call in for
it. It's just the tip of today's conversation. We got the Bay Bridge series. We got the Warriors schedule release. We've got some Big Niner conversation. We're going to begin with the Bay Bridge series. That's next here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
If I may, the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795.
They're the best.
Let me start with Chilton Auto Body. They're the best.
Yeah.
People on the text line, the worst.
Whoa.
You people are the worst. Well, not all of you, but like the guy in San Jose who took exception to the San Jose is Fresno's hat statement. I don't need that language this early in the morning. You kiss your mother with that mouth?
408, I understand what you're saying, but probably shouldn't use that language, 408. I do understand, but you probably shouldn't use the...
Joe, get a map, you East Coast pompous expletive. Love San Jose. Hey, nobody loves San Jose more than I do. Every day I'm on this show talking about how much I love San Jose. It's always been my number one talking point, and everybody knows this. I love San Jose. If you can't take a joke, I can't love you. All right? I cannot love you if you can't take a joke. Yes, your Fresno's hat, but like a nice hat, like the hat Pharrell wore that made him look like the Arby's guy
right.
at the One Award show.
And ultimately, you need a hat to protect you from the sun. You
get it's hot down there.
Yeah, hair gets a little thinner, you get a little older. I'm constantly wearing hats. I'd be so lucky to have a hat as nice as San Jose.
Yeah, San Jose is a beautiful place. We'd be more their hat. That's a big metropolitan area, big city, millions of people. I mean, San Jose's great. I'm just glad.
What do you mean we'd be more the hat? You're talking about San Francisco?
No, I'm just talking about Fresno. I mean,
Fresno's below San Jose. So where do you wear a hat on your butt?
No, we're just talking about
the old butt hat.
Fresno is San Jose's butt crack.
Thank you. Thank you, 510, just weighing in on the air conditioner. You guys get Joe and Dib set up. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
That leads us to this. I had no idea air conditioners were, I don't know, the measurement was based on tons. Like, when you say tons, I think of it as the air conditioner weighs 3 tons.
And so did Dib, so it's all good.
Well, I don't know if... This is for me. I'm funeralizing myself because I got this wrong. So I apologize to you for attacking your African elephant air conditioner.
Wow.
And all those Google searches I did now seem somewhat worthless, so they will.
Rest in
All right.
That was for you too, Mr.
All right. All right.
Dang.
All right. This was not one of the funerals that required all of the sound effects.
Man.
We have to distinguish between the funerals. They can't all result in that. This is a morbid show, by the way.
Quite.
This is a really morbid radio show.
We're 20 minutes in. I don't think we talked about anything yet.
Well, we talked about a lot. But the question is, have we talked about anything of relevance? So let's get into that. Bay Bridge series, game one of 4-2 in San Francisco, and then about a week from now or so, it will shift over to Oakland. The final four games, Bruce Bochy will coach against the Oakland Athletics. Tonight, you got a good one. It's Madison Bumgarner against Brett Anderson. Currently, the Giants find themselves as a slight favorite with an over-under of 8. Slight favorite for the Giants, minus 111 or so. That means you're risking $111 to win 100 on the Giants. That makes the A's a slight dog. Two lefties tonight. Are we thinking playoff atmosphere? Are we thinking these two teams are coming into this? This is as good as it's gotten for this series in quite some time.
Yes, and it is a playoff atmosphere, and it should be a playoff feel for the Giants because these are the games that you have to win. You cannot lose any more ground. You find yourself in seventh place for two wild card spots right now, and that's less than ideal. 3.5 back, fine, you're still in it. I've advocated that for the better part of 6 weeks now, but you can't have an A's team who, by the way, is right in the thick of the American League wild card race. You can't have them come in and sweep you. In my opinion, a split is even bad for the Giants. So you got to get tonight's game. You've got your horse on the mound. You've been winning his starts of late. This one tonight, Joe, is the one you got to get.
Since that June 20th meltdown against the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bumgarner's made 9 starts. In those 9 games, the Giants are 8-1. Bumgarner has a 2.78 ERA, and in those 9 starts, he's given up 1 or fewer earned runs 5 times. 5 times. Now, the counter to that is as follows. The A's are 45-19 over their last 64 games against left-handed starters. They hit left-handed pitching very well. 6th in weighted on-base average, WOBA, as we like to call it.
WOBA.
6th in WOBA against left-handed pitching this year. So, a relatively favorable matchup for the A's lineup. But again, the way Bumgarner's been pitching and that last outing at home, given the fact that this is the last time he'll face the A's this season. Well, actually, no, he could face them in the next go-around. I haven't actually done the math on that. The reality is, you know you're going to get a big focused effort from him against a very good lineup.
You're getting a great focus effort from Madison. And Dibs, you sitting here were saying that the Giants need to win both these games. Well, guess what? That's not happening. They're not winning both these games. They're not sweeping this team. Yeah, that's right. Do it again. You got to look at this. This is an A's team.
A lot of locks
that,
there.
That, yeah, it is. This is an
For
A's
a
team.
A two-game series.
Yeah, but this you got to realize, this is a team that they're the butt of so many jokes. You're the stepchild. You're the hat for the Giants, and everyone.
I don't think you get the
I
joke.
I get it. I do understand.
More you have scarf.
You have to reside. Yeah, it's off to the side. Maybe it's an earring. The A's are the Giants' earring.
And it's not bad.
It's everything's just a hat. Now.
Yeah, Santa Rosa would be San Francisco's hat. More of a beret, quite frankly.
Get back on the air conditioner before you can get funeralized again, Daniel. And so you got a team that
a
I think it's gonna
be,
it's already a great day. A team that I think is gonna be motivated. I think that both these teams, the Giants know what they want to do, and the A's know what they want to do. So this is going to be a highly motivated game. Both sides are going to lay it on the line. I just think that at best the Giants could do a split.
Brett Anderson going tonight, he's the lesser regarded of the two pitchers. That's not to knock Anderson, because I've got a lot of numbers here that point to what should be a favorable night. 2 or fewer earned runs in 6 of his last 10, so he's trending relatively well at the moment. The A's are 7-0 in Anderson's last 7 road starts. They're 8-3 in his last 11 starts overall. He's got a 2.69 BABIP. Batting average, ball in play, BABIP. Batting average, ball in play, BABIP. That's a career low. That's a good thing. I won't get into all the details of that to confuse people, but you want to have a low BABIP. Anderson has a career low BABIP going on this season. That's partially due to a very solid defense that's playing behind him. In addition, he is one of the best ground ball pitchers in baseball. Of 67 qualified starters across Major League Baseball, Brett Anderson ranks 7th in ground ball rate at about 53%. So a hint towards Bet 162 coming at 950 today. I might be looking to the under based on A, the way Bumgarner's been pitching, and B, the ground ball pitcher that's going for the A's. Oh, by the way, Anderson's a lefty. The Giants rank 29th in WOBA, weighted on-base average WOBA. The reason we talk about WOBA is it is a great all-encompassing stat that paints a very accurate picture as to how well someone hits or some team hits. And to rank 29th against left-handed pitching in WOBA is very, very bad for the San Francisco Giants.
And it indicates the kind of right-handed approach and right-handed power they've had. Kevin Pillar's had a good year. He's a right-hand slugger. Austin Slater's a righty. He's only had one at-bat against Anderson, and it did result in an RBI. But you think about all the lefties, Belt and Crawford, not much of an advantage there. Pablo hitting from the right-hand side, if he's in the lineup, not his favorite side. So this Giant lineup against lefties, not as good. And the other thing I think that leans you toward the under is not a lot of the A's have had great success against Bumgarner. Just 2, Pinder and Marcus Semien, the only 2 to touch him up for a home run and about 60 combined at-bats. So both pitchers, if they're on their game, could be a real pitcher's duel.
Look at us with an elaborate game preview.
Yeah.
Look at us. And we've got calls coming in on the Bay Bridge series. So the number, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. If you want to get down, Bay Bridge series is open for discussion. That is brought to you by Fremont Bank. full-service banking, no compromises. Keep your jewelry and your photography equipment and your laptop at Fremont Bank. You won't get robbed like A-robbed. Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. That's probably too soon. A-Rod's doing all right, though. You can take a shot at him every now and again. He's doing all right. So that's where we stand. We'll take your calls. We've got the Warriors schedule release, everything you need to know. But first, here's Stephen Langford with what's coming up on the game.
Thank you, Joe. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Dialpad. Tonight marks the start of the Bay Bridge series. It's Madison Bumgarner versus Brad Anderson. The Giants are currently 3.5 games back of the NL wildcard, while the Athletics are 1.5 back in the AL. Now, Bay Area native and play-by-play guy Matt Vaskirjan will join Steiny Drew and Bonte at 12:30 to talk about the series, and I'm sure a little burglary in San Francisco. On to the NFL. We've had new developments in the love story between Antonio Brown and his helmet. Now, he lost his grievance with the NFL, but reports indicate he can use a shut Air Advantage helmet as long as it's less than 10 years old. What does Terrell Owens think of this? The guys will ask him in a couple of hours at 8:30. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud. Put a business line on your cell phone and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. Coming up, John Morosi, MLB Insider, coming up at 7 o'clock with Joe Lowe and Dibs. I'm Stephen Langford, 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
John Morosi, MLB Insider extraordinaire, coming up in about 27 minutes at 7 o'clock. One of the first things I want to hit him with, while we're having a good time approaching the home stretch of the Bruce Bochy career, the Hall of Fame career, have the Giants started to figure out who is going to replace Boch? I mean, they've had a year's notice on this, so you got to figure something's cooking. We'll find out from John Morosi 26 minutes from now at 7 o'clock. Terrell Owens, T.O., the Hall of Famer at 8:30. T.O. joins us every Tuesday at 8:30 from now through the Super Bowl. Dante Whitner at 9:30. Bill in Oakland. Bill, thanks for your patience. Bay Bridge series starts tonight. We're taking all calls on the matter, 888-957-9570. Bill, what do you got for us?
Can't wait for the game tonight. So, Joe, you're a gambling guy, and, you know, I indulge a little bit also.
I've been known to dabble.
I'm sure you heard. Yeah, me too. And you've heard of the theory, the West Coast under, games on the West Coast that are typically 7 or 7.5 point totals, typically lie towards the under on night games. Usually the game starts for 7:30, but this is a 6:50 game, and it's an 8-point spread. It's an 8-point total, but I would think it's a under game, 5-2 win by the A's. I just think the A's, obviously they're a better team, but I mean,
do you see the A's getting after Bumgarner, or do you think those runs come against the San Francisco bullpen?
I think the A's, I think they go against Bumgarner, maybe with a hit by Profar or a Matt Olson hit. Even Brett Anderson, who hits the ball going a little oppo as of late, might get the Bumgarner a little bit, score, have an RBI. And, I think A's win this series 3-1.
All right.
3-1 in the series.
Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it. So Bill weighing in with two predictions, actually a variety of predictions because he got in the player props there, but he likes the A's tonight 5-2, which also plays to an under, and he likes the A's to win the series 3-1. Now remember, the first two, San Francisco tonight, tomorrow, and then I believe it's next week they get together for the second two over at the Coliseum. 3-1. Do you see it? Do you agree?
I think it's a 2-2 split, quite frankly. It's a split.
Playing the draw,
and then a split.
Like always.
You got to play
Dan
the draw.
Dan the draw, Dibley.
And ultimately, the games are split by about a week. I think tonight it's a Giants victory. I don't buy into the A's 5-2 thought. I think it's more of a 2-1, 3-2 Giants game. I do like the under the total. A's with a get back in game two. And same thing when they go to Oakland. Neither one of these teams, I think, has a significant edge over the other one, especially when the Giants can throw out Bumgarner.
You're thinking a little bit more of an edge towards the A's,
yes,
if I'm
am.
Not mistaken.
Yeah, you're right, Joe. I think that this particular series will be a split. And I think when they go to Oakland, I think Oakland sweeps that series. But this one, I think Madison probably gets to win the night.
Oakland wins the next three?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I got the eight. I mean, if you look at this and you think about what the A's have done and you just think about their bats, and you could say what you want about their pitching, at times it's pretty decent, at times they can – you know, just like the Giants, it's been inconsistent at times. But they have had some guys that do pretty well. So I think their bats, you got to give them the edge. So I can see this thing going 3-1.
All right, phone lines are open all day to talk Bay Bridge series. 888-957-9570. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the Niners for right now. The NBA schedule release was yesterday. The 2019-2020 NBA schedule release. Here's what you need to know. Right off the top, the Warriors have 42 national TV games. 42 national TV games. That is second amongst all teams in the NBA. Can anyone guess who has 43 national TV games?
It's probably his boy, LeBron James and the Lakers.
Yeah, no doubt it's the Lakers.
You're both correct. The Lakers leading the way with 43 national TV games. A bit concerning, not overly concerning, but one nugget coming out of the gate. No Klay Thompson, obviously, trying to get your feet wet with D'Angelo Russell, see what you've got. 15 of the first 24 games will take place on the road dip.
Yes, including a stretch of 13 out of 17 at one point. Because you open up with the Clippers October 24th, get your tickets, Chase Center.
At the Chase Center. That's a great game right there. Yeah, 7:30 tip as well.
Then you go to OKC and New Orleans, your first of 11 back-to-backs on your schedule, by the way. So you get a few back-to-backs early. You go almost 2 full months without a back-to-back, and then at the end of the year, you do have 4 back-to-backs within the span of your final, I think, 12 games. So the good news is you'll have Klay back for that most likely. The bad news is the back-to-backs are a bit back-loaded, but you mentioned it, the heavy road schedule, and included in that is your first of 3, and it's really kind of a quirk, Joe. They have 3 5-game road trips. All 3 of them are exclusively Eastern Conference, and all 3 will comprise their total East Coast games on the road. You've got 5-5-5, all Eastern teams. I don't know if we've ever had that situation where you've gone on the road and not even had a Western Conference team sprinkled in on your road trip.
Or at least someone from, like, the central time zone, or, like, you get Denver on the way back. No,
Minnesota or Memphis, you know, one of the Texases as well. But I was looking at
that. Lone Star State.
You got the 5-gamer, November, December. It's Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Charlotte, Chicago. That's probably the easiest of the 3.
The classic, it starts early, and we're not all that interested because those teams suck, Swing.
Yeah, Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, shout out Travis Schlank.
We do like the Hawks in these parts.
And then Charlotte and Chicago to wrap it up. The second of the trips, this is the good one. At Philly, at Boston, at Cleveland, sorry. At Washington, at Brooklyn.
Watch out for John Wall. This is the year, from what I've been told. This is the year for John Wall.
And then that third road trip, you get Milwaukee, Toronto, Indiana, Detroit, and then your trip to New York on the second half of back-to-back. But
that is,
it's quirky.
That's probably a good thing. You'd probably rather knock it all out in big chunks rather than multiple trips over. And that probably speaks to, I saw one of those graphics yesterday that showed who travels the most miles in the NBA this year. And I figure the Warriors would be like top 3 or 4 because of just where they're located. They're not. They're somewhere near the middle of the pack. They're maybe 10th or 11th. So that would probably speak to it because they're not going to the East Coast as often. Does anyone know who travels the most miles in the NBA this season? Low and Dibs working together. Not Low versus Dibs, Low and Dibs. Same church, same pew, same seat, same draws.
Toronto. Dibs, you think? What are you thinking?
I was thinking Toronto or Portland, yeah. One of the two, because they are.
That's why I was,
you know,
yeah.
quite far, quite separated. We'll go with Lowe's guess because I'd like to go with yours. Lowe.
No.
Often on this program, it's about me.
We can go with both because they're both wrong. So go ahead and double it up.
We haven't finalized our guess yet.
You're both wrong.
Double up. I ain't talking about Playboy. Because silicone pots are paying the toys. I'm rapping right now. So.
You can rap after you play the sound that indicates you got it wrong. Always quick with the whistle when it's someone else. When it's him, it's, I'm going to get some rap lyrics in and maybe filibuster this thing for the break.
Yeah. A little Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like the first 10 games. I think if you look at where they're at, of course, you know, L.A. Clippers.
Joe, could it be Miami as we try and get
correct
answer?
I'll give you 3 more guesses. Three more on top of Miami as you're already over 3. You'll get 6 guesses. I still don't think you'll get it because I'm looking at both of you right now. You don't seem buttoned up.
Wow.
It's really just an observation. Neither of you seems buttoned up.
I think we got to stay with those Eastern teams. Maybe
sure.
Like a team like at New York, and let's go with
we'll go with Brooklyn, Joe.
Brooklyn's incorrect. 2 more guesses.
How about New York, Joe?
Incorrect. One more guess as to which team travels the most miles this year.
76ers.
Incorrect as well. I'm going to give you four more. I'm going to give you 10 guesses. God. I'm going to give you a third of the damn league, and I still don't think you're going to get it right.
How about Miami, Joe?
I've already given you the Warriors, so I'm actually going to give you 11 total. Miami, you already got that as a pass. You were wrong, but I didn't count.
Suns?
Suns, incorrect.
Orlando?
Orlando, incorrect.
OKC?
Incorrect. They're in the middle of the country.
I'm trying to just hell, because this is crazy.
Keep going. Just keep naming NBA
Milwaukee.
Teams. No.
The Pacers?
No.
How about the T-Wolves, Joe?
No. This is pathetic. And this isn't even a bit.
The Rockets?
This is crazy.
No. Stop picking teams in the Central. Stop picking teams that are centrally located.
How about the Clippers?
No.
Did we say Boston yet?
Yes, and it's also incorrect. No.
No Spurs. No. Spurs.
No.
This is crazy. We named every team in the NBA.
No, you haven't.
Wizards.
No.
How about the Hornets, Joe?
No.
Are the Bobcats still around?
This is crazy. These are all wrong. I'm not screwing with you.
Denver.
This is all wrong. No, not Denver.
New Orleans.
Not New Orleans.
Utah?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yes, finally.
Got on the first try.
Who didn't you name? Is there anyone you didn't name? I think you may have covered every. You didn't say. Did anyone say Memphis?
Yes. I meant to. I tried to.
Wow. That was crazy.
I mean, wow.
So go ahead. Let it marinate.
I don't even know what the right answer was.
Mind blown.
I love it how one of the guesses is Brooklyn, and it's no, and the next guess is New York.
They're 2 miles further east,
next to each other.
Those 2 miles could make a difference.
Utah will travel more miles than any team in the NBA this season.
Wow.
Niners conversation. John Morosi. DeForest Buckner, if he plays well, how do you want the Niners approaching his payday? It might not seem like it's an issue right now, but take a look at what's happening in Dallas. Dak Prescott asking for $40 million a year. How does it play locally? Joe Lowe and Dibs back in a flash here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Anybody think Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is worth $40 million a year? Because apparently, and reportedly, more specifically, that's what he's asking the Cowboys for. As Ezekiel Elliott, the team's star running back, holds out from training camp in search of a new contract, Prescott, his representation, and the Cowboys have been talking. And according to reports, he's turned down a deal worth $30 million a year because he's seeking $40 million a year. Lorenzo Neal, I know how you feel about these contracts. How do you feel about this one specifically?
Crazy. You know, put egg, you shoot, and beat it. You look at Dak Prescott, there's no way you give him that type of money. But you know what? If he gets it, good for him. The market is crazy. It's a situation where I don't, you know, there's quarterbacks out there, guys, you know, that I don't believe that they should be getting paid the money that they're getting. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. We look no further than San Francisco. I mean, I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's great. There's a lot of quarterbacks that are out there. You look at the money that they're getting, and you're like, wow, how is this even, you know, possible that these quarterbacks are getting this kind of money? And Dak Prescott's one of those guys that I don't see it. I mean, I know teams are going to value the quarterback, and I just think it's an overpay. I think it's an overpay, you know, and what do you do? They're going to get it done. They're going to do it. You know, I think guys like Big Ben, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you know, those are the guys, the Russell Wilsons, those are the guys, even though they're older, those are the guys that me should get the $30 to $40 million a year. I don't think these young guys have done anything to merit that.
Which sport has the most overpaid athletes? Actually, I don't want to go in terms of volume. I just want to know which sport overpays its athletes more. Who's more overpaid? Basketball, baseball, football, of the three?
Super question. I was just
thinking about it, and it's like, man, we got some bad contracts in a lot of locations.
Right.
I don't want to talk volume. I don't want to talk about the sport with the most overpaid, just which sport overpays the most. The one where the contracts are like, oh my God, this is, because it used to be baseball. That was the thought.
Yes.
And now baseball seems very temperate compared to some of what we're seeing in the NBA.
Well, the last few off seasons, we haven't seen these mega deals, and you've seen all-star caliber players having to wait until right up into the deadline. J.D. Martinez a couple years ago, and of course, Keuchel and was it Kimbrel, the other guy this offseason?
Yes.
Who were waiting for contracts, and they probably didn't get the money that they thought was coming to them. And we look at Madison Bumgarner, and he's probably not going to get the same contract that we thought he would have gotten 3 or 4 years ago because the money hasn't dried up, but I think it's shrinking a little bit. To answer your question, I think it's basketball. When you look at, and you ran down the numbers the other day of how many players make at least $20 million a season. And
I think it's like 46 guys
46
are going to make $27 million or more per year this upcoming season.
And when you think about it,
46 guys.
For me.
And
if,
it's guaranteed.
If you, yeah, and if well, if you're going to pay, let's look at Kirk Cousins, for example. He makes almost, what, $30 million a year? It is $30
yeah,
million a year.
Total deal's like 88.5. Call it 30 a year because it's
guaranteed.
Over 3 years.
So he's getting basically $2 million a game. But for that $2 million a game, there's a chance that an Alex Smith-level injury could happen and his life could be at risk. If you're playing a basketball game and you're making $30 million a year, you're making about $500,000 a game or maybe $400,000 a game, but most likely, you know, your life is not going to be changed irreparably. So for me, it still is basketball players who are more, there's more overpaid basketball players than the other sports.
What are you thinking? Do you agree with Dibs?
I do.
And church pew seat draws.
You don't always have to make it about the drawers. We can just, you know.
Yeah, we can let
right,
that
right, but
pass.
The casket slap can go all the way to the urination and the farting and the punching and at, all that. Is it
that was an unfortunate funeral for you. You never know what the funeral will bring. You know, you don't always have security at your funeral. You never know who might get in.
I misspoke on how you calculate air conditioners and what they produce for those just joining us.
Classic. That was great. It's interesting because Dibs broke it down interesting, talking about how if you talk about football, they get paid more per game than basketball. Basketball guys, you know, like Dibs was saying, about five, it comes out about $500,000 a game. Football, $2 million a game. But, yeah, the risk is football is far more. But, yeah, I would say basketball. But I would think that they would be like, well, no, these football players are getting this, but the injuries, the things that go with it, not guaranteed. Very few contracts are guaranteed. So I still think it's bad.
And often you don't find load management in football. It might be a case where you've already clinched in week 17. We're going to go ahead and give you the week off, and you can go ahead and get paid for not doing anything. But in basketball,
right.
And we went through the schedule last segment, 11 back-to-backs. And I can tell you right now, of those 11 back-to-backs, how many will Steph Curry sit out? Klay Thompson, when he comes back, and he's, you know, he's not going to play a back-to-back.
Yeah, there's no load management in the NFL.
No, there's not. Nor, no. I mean, there is kind of in baseball, but it's 162 games. And if you're Bryce Harper, for example, and you stay healthy, you're going to play in 150 games. You're going to get 600 at-bats. So not a lot of hiding in baseball.
Shannon's in Palo Alto, a.k.a. Santa Clara's hat. She wants to weigh in. Shannon, welcome to the
not
show.
Bad.
What's going on?
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Good. I was just wanting to jump in on that. I definitely have to say don't agree with Dibs regarding the baseball. I respect that, of course, but I just feel that obviously football would be something I would say they're not overpaid with just because of course, you know, the head injury thing and just as much as they work and how much they put, you know, a toll on their body. Basketball, same thing, but not quite as rough. Baseball, I just find it to be kind of ludicrous. Baseball fan, but I don't follow it. But I find it to be ludicrous, some of the deals that have been coming down. And I definitely, I wouldn't agree that basketball players are overplayed. I think it's gotten kind of, you know, steep in the last couple of years. But, of course, being a Warrior fan and just backing those guys, I think that I agree with the deals that Dre and everybody just signed. And Steph being loyal to the team is a good thing, too. And I don't think that they're overpaid.
All right, appreciate the phone call.
And I also wanted to shout out my son. He's the biggest Raider fan and Warrior fan. It was his birthday, August 10th.
What's his name?
Marcus.
Marcus, happy birthday, Marcus.
Yes. Oh, thank you, sweetie. I really appreciate you letting me on. I usually call in and get in on the Raiders, so I'll call in another day when you guys are talking some AB and talking some hard knocks. It's, like, amazing. So, yeah, I'll call in another time and talk about that. But I just want to say good morning and get in on the whole question that you're talking about.
Thank you for the phone call. And hit us up tomorrow. We'll be recapping hard knocks. Hopefully there's some frostbitten feet that make an appearance, perhaps a helmet that doesn't make an appearance.
Yeah. Helmet
next
gate.
Episode's tonight, so we'll be talking about it tomorrow. She called me sweetie there. Notice she just referenced one of us as that, not you or anyone in the back. So, Sweetie, Low, and Dibs. That's the new name of the show, Sweetie, Low, and Dibs. here on 95.7 The Game.
Better get a new theme song.
Yeah. That, and also, please start referring to me as Sweetie moving forward.
Okay, Sweetie.
Pump up the volume. Thanks. It's time for Sweetie.
Nice, dude.
Thank you. John Morosi's coming up in about a minute, and we're taking calls on the Bay Bridge series all day. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in with predictions. Ray's in Napa, also known as Marin County's hat.
I think it's Vallejo's earring, Joe.
Vallejo's earring as we continue this bit all day. Ray, thanks for your patience on hold. What do you think about this year's version of the Bay Bridge series?
Let's go, Oakland. When are we going to spank y'all? 9-0, 13-1. Doesn't matter, dude. Let's go, Oakland. And I dust myself off like I just sold third.
Great.
Nice.
Uptick.
Strong uptick right there.
Go ahead and rack him. Rack that
Very
guy.
Very nicely done.
Great
what does
call.
It mean when you say that, by the way? I've never
Jim Rome.
That.
It's a classic Jim
it's
Rome.
A Rome comment.
Yeah, when you have a caller who calls in and he's great, the caller gets racked. And he could possibly could be the caller of the day. And at the end of the show, he'll play the caller of the day. It's like a 30-year-old reference.
Rack him. Okay, I get it now.
Rack that guy. Great. Phenomenal. He's racked.
I'm intense. That's how I do things. I'm
it's great.
Intense.
Great.
Yes, yes.
He is one of the godfathers of the whole business. So
I'm surprised none of the Jive fans didn't hit the line. Interesting.
Maybe they're not worried.
They're giving it up.
Maybe
already.
They're sitting back and no. It's like, it's the A's. We just got up for the Fightins. We're going to get up for the Cubs here in a little bit. Maybe they don't get up for the A series. Do Giants fans not get up for the A series? 888-957-9570. Do A's fans get up for the Giants series? I think we clearly have proven that through the first couple phone calls of the day.
Just check the A's attendance.
And also Shannon, who called me Sweetie, which is big.
That is huge. Huge for you. The A's attendance will double, if not triple, when the Giants come to town. So, of course, the A's are looking forward to the return visits. Mount Davis will be open. Going to be massive crowds out there in the town.
Shout out to all A's employees who have been hitting me up asking if they could use my parking at my apartment complex for the two games that will be taking place at Oracle. You will go unnamed, but, you know, we're going to expense that if you think I'm just going to go ahead and let you in my building for free. I'm the one that has to pay that penalty to the apartment building if they find out I'm committing such crimes.
Parking's very expensive, Joe.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1, San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Joe Lowen Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Terrell Owens, the Hall of Famer at 8:30. He's with us at 8:30 every Tuesday through the Super Bowl. Dante Whitner at 9:30. Right now, we go to the dial pad guest line to welcome in John Morosi, MLB insider for both Fox Sports and the MLB Network, with Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. John, we appreciate your time as always. Let's start here. Of the regional rivalries that exist, Oakland versus San Francisco, when you talk about St. Louis and Kansas City, New York versus New York, all the options that are out there, which do you power rank at the top? And feel free to not have to pander to the Bay Area. If you like New York the most,
I'll
feel
give
free.
I'll some thought here. I really I love a lot of these interleague rivalries. I think they're so unique. I think my favorite of all probably is Cubs White Sox, just because being a Midwesterner, that's probably the one that's closest to me geographically, and also the one I probably follow the most closely over the years in terms of the interleague ones. But I do think it's so unique with the Giants and A's together in the Bay Area. Of course, so you think back, 30 years ago to the World Series, and I think it's a really unique rivalry, a lot of history, and I think too the way the A's have been able to sustain, despite the vast difference in payroll and revenues and everything else, I think is really impressive, and I think this is not really a surprise now when the A's begin one of these series in a stronger position than the Giants. I think it's really impressive what they've done, and look at them now with work from Fires and Bassett. Here they are with a chance to make the playoffs yet again. So very impressed by the A's, and I would say I'd put that second after Cubs, White Sox, and then probably Yankees, Mets to round out the top three. And I would note this in general, big picture, quick point on this. I do think it's possible, not imminently, but by this time in the next decade, let's say 10 years from now, 8 years from now, we could see a scenario where if MLB gets to 32 teams, where the Giants and A's are in the same division, and you see a universal 32-team major league, quote unquote, with the DH standardized and radical realignment of the divisions, where this would be a recurring theme during the course of the season, where the Giants and A's play a lot.
And John, when you think about this in terms of expansion, would we be looking at Montreal and perhaps a second Canadian city? Is there another spot that you have in mind? And what about the possible timetable for this such expansion?
Well, it's a great question, and I think that the here's how I look at it. Number one, the commissioner's been on record as saying this, and I think it's absolutely true. They can't do anything until they know what's going on with Tampa and Oakland from a standpoint of the ballparks. Now, fortunately for the A's, and obviously as you guys know better than me, there's been, I think, a little more tangible progress with the A's than there has been for the Rays with the new ballpark, so that's good. And I think that MLB needs to just let that play out. Of course, they've got to renegotiate the labor agreement following 2021. So there are a few different data points that have to come in. It's going to have to be ballparks, either positive or negative, ultimately at some point with Tampa and Oakland, and then the new labor agreement. The union, one assumes, would be very supportive of the notion of adding 50 new jobs, or 52 if it's a 26-man roster. So that's a really positive thing where I think the game can grow. You mentioned Montreal. I think certainly a strong candidate there. Vancouver, I think, is a good candidate. Nashville, there's been some interest. Charlotte, Portland, of course, on the West Coast has been a lot of talk there. Russell Wilson and his group, whether it's a relocation or an expansion team there. I could see Vegas, Austin, Texas, and certainly there's been talk in the past about Mexico. So there's enough interest. I believe there's a critical mass of cities and markets that could sustainably have a team that I believe that 32 teams in MLB is very possible in 8 to 10 years. I don't know that I'll say it's a certainty, but I think I put the odds of having a 32-team major league by 2029 at probably 60-40 in favor.
Love it. John Morosi, MLB Insider with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. I want to go back to another point there. The Giants and the A's in the same division.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.